Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of the Wave Break podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the growth marketing platform most recommended by other business leaders. Listen, in uncertain times, you need to be supporting your community and growing relationships with your customers. It's going to be appreciated. It's going to be remembered. It's going to be shared. And in good times and bad, this type of communication that's open and empathetic with your customers is key. This is a key theme that we've been talking about at Wavebreak. I've been preaching this on the podcast. And when you're communicating with your customers in this way, the best way to do this is with email. It is and always will be one of the best channels for delivering communication like this. And what I love about Klaviyo is that email is one of its core offerings. And their personalization that you can do inside Klaviyo is just, it can't be beat. And when you leverage that personalization driven by a 360-degree view of the customer, these emails are going to feel more relevant and they're going to drive even stronger relationships. And Klaviyo gets it. They're not just, you know, some company. They understand how challenging it is right now for every entrepreneur. You know, it was hard to get your business off the ground, and navigating these times is even harder. And if you're feeling overwhelmed with growing your business, know that you're not alone. Klaviyo is here to help you build relationships across any distance for your brand and create memorable and meaningful email marketing moments that last a lifetime. And that's how you build a successful e-commerce brand. And this is why I love Klaviyo so much, because they're on the same page with me and Wavebreak. Is like, we're not just about making more revenue. That's great. But what this is really about is an opportunity to create an amazing community with your customers. And the best way to do it is with email. And if you're not on Klaviyo, you gotta get on Klaviyo. Visit klaviyo.com to schedule a free trial. That's Klaviyo.com. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wavebreak podcast, the number one podcast for e-commerce brands who want to scale to 100 million and beyond. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder and CEO of Wavebreak. We're a boutique agency specializing in email and SMS marketing for direct-to-consumer e-commerce brands. If you're running a Klaviyo account and you know you could be running it better and you're leaving money on the table, or maybe it's doing okay, but you know you could be doing better with an outside perspective, learn more about what we do at wavebreak.com. You can set up a call with me and my team. We can walk you through what we do and how we can help you uncover lost revenue that you didn't even know existed, while also helping you build an even stronger brand. So really excited for this episode. I feel like I say that in the beginning of every single episode, but this episode, it's part of a recent event we did, Q4 Method. We took a series of 15 to 20 minute executive video briefings on the most important things you need to know across Q4 2020, including returns, advertising, shipping, customer support, everything you need to know. You can get access to all the recordings at Q4Method.com. That's Q4Method.com, link down in the show notes below. But in the meantime, this episode of the podcast is a sneak peek into those recordings. We've got John Tucker from Aftership, good friend of mine. We've known each other for years now. One of the few great service refiners in the industry. We're talking about live chat and how you can use live chat not just to power more conversations on your site, but also how you can use live chat to drive more conversions and most importantly, reduce abandoned carts, because there's a ton of abandoned carts, especially Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, and in Q4, like, you probably leave, you know, maybe 4x the amount of revenue or more that you could have been generating. It's left in abandoned carts. Super simple, like, the traffic's already there, everything's already there, so how do you recover most of them using live chat? Well, that's what John is going to talk us about today. If you want to get access to the rest of the training videos, you can binge them like a Netflix show at Q4Method.com. Anyways, let's hop right into this one. Let's learn how to reduce abandoned carts and just maximize revenue and provide a better customer experience using live chat with my friend John Tucker from Helpflow. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Wavebreak's Q4 Method Series. I'm Dylan Kelly, founder and CEO of Wavebreak. Really excited for this module here. We've got my friend John Tucker from Helpflow. They're really good at live chat. You might know live chat. You've probably interacted with some of it. You might even have it on your website already, but we're talking next level live chat today, because with Q4, not only is there going to be a lot more sales, a lot more traffic, this also means they're going to be a lot more cart abandoned. So it's going to be a very expensive problem. But I wanted to bring John on today because he's a master at taking these cart abandons and turning them into revenue.
using live chat, and he has a lot of unique strategies and segmentation. Like, he gets really advanced with it. I'm going to let him talk about that. But really excited to have you on here today. Thanks so much for coming on, John.
Thanks, Dylan. I appreciate it. And I'm pumped to dig into some of this stuff. Love what you're doing with the event. And hopefully this is going to drive some value for people. Getting into it, basically what I'm going to go through is what Dylan mentioned, really how to maximize conversions with live chat. You can drive a ton of sales. It's not a customer service tool. It can be, but it's primarily a CRO tool. And I want to show you tactically like how I can get pretty crazy with recovering a ton of abandons using this. Just to set the frame, I'm going to move pretty quickly through this part, but don't underestimate the scope of abandons on your store, especially in Q4. You're going to be doing, I would assume, a lot of paid traffic, or at least investing a lot in growth for Q4. And you might be able to have a healthy return on ad spend, but abandons are a massive part of what makes advertising really expensive. One of the things that we see, and I'm going to show you some data, is that 50% or more of checkouts abandon, and a massive chunk of that happens all the way at the end of checkout on the payment page. So where people are essentially about ready to buy, but they don't, a lot of people abandon at that step. And for Q4, I think that's going to be significantly higher. I got two quick slides of how we're kind of predicting what Q4 is going to do. Everyone's taking a slightly different approach to this, but we're all in agreement. Q4 is going to be a little bit bigger than 2019 due to just COVID growth, or due to normal Q4 growth in general, but also the growth in COVID. This particular slide, like, the takeaway from this is basically Q4 is almost always about 16% higher than the last Q4. Like, that's basically what it's been like for quite a few years. When you factor in the growth that happened for Q2 due to COVID in e-com, which was basically 30%, depending on how you look at it and what data you're crunching, when you factor that particular part in, the COVID bump, and then the normal Q4 growth on top of that, it's 45% higher than last year. So the opportunity here to save abandons is huge. With that said, COVID is a blessing and a curse on the e-com side. It has been a mess with logistics and shipping. And so I won't dig into a ton of this data just for the sake of time, but bottom line, shipping times are way up. They continue to go up across most carriers, and it's not going to get fixed for Q4. It's probably going to get significantly worse. Consumers feel that. Merchants like yourselves have to deal with that, rather than, even though you have no control over fixing the carrier's shipping times. And so what that's going to do is cause, I think, higher rates of abandon, especially as you get closer to the holiday. People are going to start freaking out about shipping times much sooner than the Monday before Christmas. So that's the frame for like where we're at with Q4. I want to show you some data. I'm going to be reflecting back on this site as I go through, but these guys basically sell clothing. It's pretty normal clothing. I won't go into too much of the niche because I've got a lot of financials here. They do just under $1 million a month in sales. So pretty good size site, but I want to be crystal clear that these numbers scale down. So the percentages I'm going to talk about today, they all scale down. So 50% of your carts are going to abandon. That's going to be pretty consistent regardless of how big your store is. Big chunk of those are going to be on the payment page. That's going to be consistent. I wanted to use a big store so that I had the law of large numbers working for us today, and you guys can really rely on those numbers. So looking at this store, basically the screenshots I've got is a week, and then I've brought that out to a month of data. But zooming in on this, these guys basically have in that first row, 10,500 people per week starting checkout but not finishing. And if you look at this, big chunk of those, I think it's 60%, 55% abandoned on the payment page. That's the second row, 6,500 people. So massive amount of people abandoning per month, and a massive percentage of those are on the payment page. So the last mile, right? This particular store is $1.2 million a month of abandons on the payment page. You're doing abandoned cart strategies already, or you should be, right? Like, Dylan's team crushes on the Klaviyo side. Abandoned cart sequences are like table stakes for everybody. So you should already be trying to capture a lot of those abandons. Cart abandonment emails, retargeting ads, all that type of stuff, those work for sure. But what they don't really address is why people abandon. And people abandon because they have questions, right? They have something that's holding them back from actually buying. And live chat can be a killer way to address those questions and basically engage with those people before they abandon, answer their questions, and save a lot of those sales. You can also integrate live chat into the cart recovery emails that you're sending, into the retargeting ads that you're sending. I'm going to loop back to that at the end. That will supercharge the results you're already doing. But for now, I just want to address that, like, live chat's the way that you can actually remove the reason why they abandoned or they are starting to abandon. And again, to go back to this this client, they have a ton of abandons. On the payment page alone, 26,000 people per month abandon. Their site-wide conversion rate is 3.5%, which is pretty solid for a site-wide conversion rate. So they're converting 3.5% of everybody that's on the site. How many of the people that picked a product, put their contact information in, filled out the shipping information, they're on the credit card screen, like how many of those people can we convert? 7% is totally realistic based on what we're seeing, like basically double the site-wide conversion rate. Honestly, I would expect this to be more like 9 or 10%, but you know, 7% is conservative for the sake of this session. It's $1 million a year in additional revenue, right? 88 grand a month. And so I just want to lock this in for you guys that the scope of abandons is huge and you can recover a lot of these, which I'm going to show you how to do today. Just as a super, super fast intro, we run 24/7 live chat and customer service teams for over 100 e-commerce stores. We've been doing this. This will be our sixth Black Friday. So we've been through this a couple times and drove a ton of revenue in chat revenue specifically, over $100 million. And so all of this is based on super tactical stuff, but I want to also be crystal clear, like you do not need to work with us to implement this stuff. You're probably already doing chat. Just get a little more strategic with how you're doing it. The three main places where live chat fits in to really drive conversions is in the checkout process, which I kind of touched on already, but I'm going to go deeper. In the product and category process of where people are finding their products, and then in the email flows, which I mentioned I'm going to come back to at the end. In the checkout process, like basically what you're trying to do is predict if someone's going to abandon. And so as somebody like moves through the purchase process, they're going to contact, they're going to shipping, they're getting to payment page. You want to basically track how far into that process they are, what's their velocity as they move through. So if they crank through the product page, they crank through the cart, they crank through the contact, they crank through the shipping, and then they slow down on the payment page, something's up, right? So you want to track all of that and basically predict that they're going to abandon and then engage. And so in this particular case, we engage with them, that we ask them a question, you know, is there anything we can help with? And essentially they ask their question, we answer the question, we're able to save a lot of sales just with this simple approach. What I want you to take away from this is like the name of the game here that makes this strategy work is not what exactly do you say in the chat or like what color should the chat box be or like anything like that. It is the timing of when you invite people to chat and basically just offering help. You don't need to get that ninja with like exactly what the greeting says. You just need to do it at the right time. Just like in the offline world where somebody walks up and down an aisle in the mall, I guess like they used to, the malls are a little less busy now. But walking up and down the aisle, looking more and more confused every time, taking stuff off the shelf, putting it back, getting a little more frustrated. Like a good employee walks up and says, hey, like, can I help you find something? You go, yes, I'm trying to find this thing for my mother-in-law that I'm buying for Christmas, right? Like same thing online, just do the same thing. So checkout recovery, have chat in the checkout process. For Shopify, you do need Shopify Plus to actually chat in the checkout. But if you don't have Plus, you can get people when they click the back button. I always emphasize that particular part. It's better to have Plus so you can do it in the checkout. It does perform better. And it'll probably pay for Shopify Plus just with this strategy. But when people abandon, they typically click the back button and then they close. They do not actually close the payment page. I think they mentally think like, my card might get charged. So they press the back button. You can connect with people without Shopify Plus when they hit that back button. Kind of like an exit intent. It doesn't perform as well, but it does work. So one takeaway there, get chat in the checkout process, be methodical about it, and really predict those abandons. Second one is product and category pages. So before somebody gets in checkout, you can measure intent there and track if somebody's starting to slip away. And so in that particular one, houseplans.com is the example I use. This is not a client of ours, but I just thought it was a cool product. I was building some stuff for our house. But basically, imagine somebody goes to the site. They're looking for a specific type of house plan. They do their little filters, 4-bedroom, 3-bath, 2-story, all that type of stuff. They've got the products here on the page, but they don't move in to the actual product pages. They're super engaged. They're searching for something. They're just not seeing what they're looking for, right? This is really good for products or for stores that have multiple SKUs, especially good if there's a lot of different SKUs or a configurable product, which I'll get into in a second. But what you can do is basically track engagement. So like track the time on the page, track the scroll depth, track how far down they're going. Are they going to multiple pages of results? Are they slowing down as they scroll? Like how engaged are they? But they're not moving into the products. They're not actually clicking into the products. In that case, you can invite them to chat and offer help to find, in this case, the right house plan that they're looking for, right? So again, very similar to the offline world. If they do get to a product page, and they're reviewing the specifications. They're scrolling down the page or looking at multiple images. They're spending a lot of time, again, deep engagement in product, but they don't move into the cart. All you need to do in that case is, again, invite them to chat. And you can move a ton of sales forward like this. So basically, when somebody is not finding what they're looking for or they're hitting some sort of stuck, invite them to chat. That's basically the name of the game.
Let's take a quick break and get a word from our sponsor. Listen, it's getting more expensive to drive profitable traffic to your website every month, every year. You need to do everything you can to maximize conversions. That's why I love and use today's sponsor, JustUno. They're the best tool in the game for conversion rate optimization. Two things I really love about them right now. I mean, they're first of all, they're a really great company, really great team. One of the best to work with. But two features I love of JustUno. Number one, they have these AI-powered upsells that you can take and put anywhere in your store that has HTML. So you can put them in the checkout, you can put them in your cart, you can put them on the product page. This is their JustUno Plus product. And what's great about that, it has this AI in it that tracks buyer behavior and puts recommendations that people are actually going to buy. So you get more conversions and you get higher average order value. And it's just going to help your business scale a lot easier. And it's really easy to set up because you also get a strategist with it. And the JustUno Plus strategist, they know exactly what's working and how the best brands are leveraging JustUno. And they can take that insight and apply it to your brand with zero learning curve and help you drive more conversions using their platform on your website. The second thing I really love about JustUno is their advanced list growth tools and specifically how you can segment based on traffic and a ton of other different metrics so you can really maximize list growth as well as conversions using on-site pop-ups and different promotions that they have. And all of this works extremely well. JustUno customers see an average of 135% lift in revenue during their first year using the platform. And what's awesome about it is it also links to Klaviyo, PostScript, and all of the other software that you use. So you can close the loop, link everything together. Everything's personalized. Everything's automated. It's all nice and flows and connected. And it drives great results. So if you want to learn more about JustUno Plus and snag a sweet discount because you're a listener of this podcast, all you got to do is go to justuno.com/wavebreak. Link is down in the show notes below. It's justuno.com/wavebreak. Sign up for a free trial and get 20% off your first year by using code wavebreak. Like I said, it's down in the show notes below. Go check them out. Let's get back into this episode.
Back to the data, so you can see like how this all pencils out, because I think this is kind of common sense to do. It's a little bit strategic on like how to configure it all, but I want to show you what's at stake. Again, going back to the same client, they're getting 103,000 visitors per week. 42,000 of those view multiple products, but don't move in 42,000 view a product, 37% view multiple products, but don't move into the checkout. And so the number of people that are super engaged is pretty high. If they get to a product page, they look at multiple products or configure the products. In this particular case, if we run the numbers on this, you've got 150,000 people per month that view multiple products, but don't move into the checkout process. So it's a big number of people. And what I use in this case is half of the site-wide conversion rate, which again, this is very conservative, but I always try to be, under promise, over deliver. Like I wouldn't do this higher than your site-wide conversion rate. Doing it at your site-wide conversion rate is definitely reasonable. But in this case, if you convert half the site-wide conversion rate, it's 1,800 purchases per month, another $1 million in revenue, right? So Dylan and I were talking about this before the call. These guys are basically doing $1 million a month, right? 900K a month. And there's $1 million a year more in the checkout, and there's $1 million a year more on the product pages. And this doesn't even factor in cross sells and upsells and stuff with chat. So basically, you can drive a ton of sales by just focusing on those abandons. Going to the last one. So this was all on site so far, right? Going to the last one is email flows. So basically, you're doing abandoned cart emails, you're doing retargeting ads, you're doing all that stuff. You can use live chat in there to basically drive more sales. And so for your email flows for Q4, ping Dylan's team and say, hey, do the help flow thing in the emails, right? Like get the live chat CTA in there. And if you're running that stuff in-house, like get email dialed in for Q4. Dylan's team can crush that part. With the cart abandonment emails, basically what you're doing is you're leveraging the people abandoned due to questions, right? Most basic abandoned cart email campaigns are basically reminders, right? Like you left something in your cart. You should get a lot more strategic with it, but that's basically what most people do. What you can do is add live chat as a CTA in those emails, right? So basically, hey, if you have any quick questions, our team's online. They click that chat box and then it basically opens up the chat box on the website with the order already populated and gives them the ability to actually ask their question, right, that held them back. And so by getting that type of stuff in the actual cart abandonment emails, it drives a ton more sales from those emails. And so really to wrap things up, I know we wanted to be like really brief in these sessions, just actionable stuff that you can implement. Bottom line, use live chat in the checkout process, be methodical with those greetings, and then also use those in the product and category pages. Track what people are doing and invite them to chat. Make it easy for them to get answers to those questions. You'll drive a ton of sales like that. And then if you want to get a little more tactical or sophisticated, add this stuff into your cart abandonment flows because it's going to work really, really well. As far as a resource, like I mentioned, we've been through this will be our sixth Black Friday. So we figured out a couple things along the way. We got a Black Friday, Cyber Monday live chat blueprint that will really go high level of what we've seen work well with clients. But then also on the live chat specific side, it'll go really deep into the tactical part of how to apply this stuff on your site. Again, you know, you don't need to work with us on having a full 24/7 live chat team. That'll maximize results for sure. That's what we do. But either way, just get the live chat stuff in place for Q4. Be proactive with those greetings and really maximize the opportunity. Because I think this Q4 is going to be a surprise for everyone on how big it is. I know it's been a crazy year with COVID, but it's also it's expedited the growth of e-commerce, and Q4 is a big time for e-commerce. So make sure you get it right for Q4. I hope that's been helpful for you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, John. One quick follow-up question. I mean, this has all been really fantastic. Like a little bit more tactical, like perfect world, wave a magic wand. Like what is the best software and team setup for running live chat? Because I think you mentioned a lot of great points in like this advanced segmentation. Like what do you recommend tactically? Like, I mean, obviously 24/7 is great, but like, what do you see across the board from software to team? Like what does world-class live chat look like?
Yeah. So the most critical part is making sure that you're able to nail response time on chats. So the first response time needs to be under 10 seconds. And tactically what that means is you usually need a dedicated live chat only person or team answering those chats. The worst thing that can happen is if you get a greeting set up where you invite someone to chat at the perfect time, and then they say, actually, yes, I had a question, you know, blah, 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 blah. They ask their question and then they sit there and they wait for a response, right? Because the greeting is automated. If you don't respond within that 10-second window, 10 to 12 seconds, conversion drops a ton. That is the most important part. So when you're applying this stuff, it's not so much a software type of thing. It's more of the experience for the visitor. Get that response time really quick. And what that means for you management-wise as a leader is you've got to have a dedicated live chat-only team doing it. Again, doesn't mean like you have to use HelpFlow, but don't have just your office manager or your CS person do chat. Make sure it's somebody you put just on chat for Q4 or a couple people if you have any nominal amount of traffic. That way you can nail that response time. That part's really, really important. Second part that's super important is to use those greetings like I mentioned. So I touched on that. And then the third part is if you give the ability for people to click the chat box and then just start chatting, everyone does that. Don't put a pre-chat form in front of that. Like don't make it click and then you got to fill out a giant form or put your email in or something before they can chat. Get that information in another way. Otherwise it can... live chat, if you do it poorly, can drop your site-wide conversion rate. It won't just not work. It'll cause people that would have bought without it to bail. And so you got to make sure that you get those things right.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. And it's super important, especially nowadays with, I mean, we're going to see Black Friday shoppers buying at all hours of the day. I remember in quarantine looking at the sales numbers, like they would peak at the weirdest times. And I mean, even now still. So it's going to be an interesting time. 24/7 is definitely the way to go. Really appreciate you taking the time to come on, John. Where can we go to learn more about you and HelpFlow?
So helpflow.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of content there on the homepage of like how we do this stuff and how this works. Our blog's pretty active now. And for anybody listening, I'd be happy to have a strategy call with anybody just to dig into their numbers. We don't really push the service very much. It kind of sells itself when you run the numbers for yourself. And running a dedicated live chat only team 24/7 in-house to handle the amount of traffic that you get, it's hard to do and it pencils out having our team do it. So I'm happy to do a strategy call just to show everybody how it works. But helpflow.com is the place to go to learn more. And if there's any way I can help with other Q4 stuff, don't hesitate to reach out. I'm pretty findable.
Awesome. We'll link all that up down in the resources section. John, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Now, listener, before I sign off, stop me if this sounds familiar. Your email marketing is stuck. You feel like you could be doing email better. You're not generating enough email revenue, and you feel like you're leaving money on the table. but you don't have the time to figure email out yourself or do it on your own because you have a business to run. Imagine this. Imagine not having to worry about leaving money on the table with your email marketing. Imagine not having to figure out what to send, when to send it, how many emails should look, what automation you need, what segments you need, how often you should be contacting your email list, or just worrying about sending the next email. You don't have to worry about any of that. Imagine having peace of mind knowing that your email marketing is generating sales in good hands. At Wavebreak, we help Shopify stores maximize their email marketing revenue. That's it. We don't do anything else. And we've created a system called the Wavebreak Method that, number one, makes you less dependent on Facebook or other marketing channels. Let's say something bad happens. Facebook says, see you later, Shopify store, and they just completely kill your ad traffic overnight. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress because you're good to go because you have a cushion of email revenue. You don't have to worry about how or what your wife is going to do or if you're going to be able to make rent or if you're going to be able to pay people because you have this cushion of email revenue to rely on. Number two, the second thing this does is huge. And it's how stores scale from 7 figures to 8 figures to 9 figures. And the secret is repeat purchases. The Wavebreak method gets rid of one-time buyers and increases repeat orders. Number three, it keeps your email list engaged. You don't have to worry about Black Friday and beyond. We'll figure out the ideal amount of times that your list needs to be contacted to maximize revenue, and then we'll execute it for you. If you want to learn more about this system and how we can work together to apply it to your business, go to wavebreak.co to schedule a call with me. And I'll personally send you my calendar link and we can chat one-on-one. Now, I don't have unlimited time to do these calls. I can only do a couple of them per week. So if you want to get your call, go sign up at wavebreak.co for it as soon as possible and we can talk about how we can work together. Thanks for listening to this episode. Subscribe to the show on iTunes to get notified of new episodes as soon as they drop.